Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Player surveys, and they're kind of interesting, right? You get some stuff that, of course, they would never say on the record. Some of the backlash they might get, but they were asked, one of the questions was, your favorite player to watch? These are big leaguers saying, what big leaguer do they like to watch? The top vote getter, probably not surprised, Shohei Ohtani.
Shocker, the guy, right? Who can play like Babe Ruth and hit the ball 500 feet, but also throw 9 shutout innings.
Yeah, 29 first place votes, or 29 people picked him. Number two, though, Bobby Wood Jr. Out of all the players in the league, he was the second out of those surveys favorite player to watch among his peers. And yeah, I mean, we just saw this past week a couple of the ridiculous diving plays that he made in the field. We also know when he gets one in the gap there at Kauffman Stadium, when he's running around second to try to get a stretch of triples.
The steals, that's very the dives, fun. Yep. Yeah, everything.
So Bobby's right there. He's ahead of Ronald Acuna Jr. was number three, I'm sorry. Ellie De La Cruz, Mookie Betts, Aaron Judge.
Then Aaron Judge.
So
he's hitting 392 on June 13th.
I was a little surprised that Judge wasn't number two or three, honestly. And then Francisco Lindor, Scooble, Mike Trout, still making this list, even though he can't stay healthy. Fernando Tatis Jr. And then Jacob DeGrom.
That one doesn't make any sense.
I
don't know if it was like his siblings or whatever. The fact that Bobby Wood Jr. got like a quarter of the entire vote, or like 20% of the entire vote, really stands out. What this poll tells me is players love the freakazoid athlete in their sport. And in baseball, I think there's a little bit less of those. As in, like, in the NBA, dude, there's athletes like Bobby Wood Jr. and Ronald Acuna Jr. who are the sixth man off the bench that are like that kind of athlete, I think, depending on the sport. Or at the very least, like, a starting five of every NBA team has a couple of dudes that can run and jump and whatever like that. I mean, the sport's just telling you. Bobby Wood Jr., Ronald Acuna, Ellie De La Cruz, Mookie Betts. Those are just some of the best athletes in the game, Gold. Those are the guys that do everything. Five tool players, everything else inside of it. I'm just surprised it's not more guys would Judge because he's doing Barry Bonds stuff right now. We have probably undersold Aaron Judge's season so far this year. He's coming off an MVP and he's hitting 392. And he's on pace for 45 or 50. 55? I don't know. He's on pace for another 50 plus. 550 plus, gotta be. Because they haven't even played half the games yet. He's on pace for another 60 home run season, hitting 392, Gold. Like, Aaron Judge right now would be top three on my list. It would probably be legitimately the top two on this list and then Aaron Judge. In no particular order. Shohei, Bobby Wood Jr., and Aaron Judge, wouldn't it?
I would put Aaron Judge in the top three for sure. Yeah. I think it's weird. Mookie Betts is one of my favorite players in the league. Does that mean he's a fair player to watch? I mean, if we're just talking from an athleticism, yeah. I don't know. I think Ellie De La Cruz is from a freak aspect of it is more entertaining to watch in that regard. Like, Ellie De La Cruz can do some things that simply a lot of big leaguers just flat out can't do based off of his athleticism.
Sure.
So that's why it depends. How are you viewing it? Just like, hey, likable person, and you just enjoy watching them play, or
I think like
you
think entertaining you're see, to watch play,
see something really, really special happen. And if that's the case, then De La Cruz, I actually would have him higher than some of these people. Now, Aaron Judge, if you're wanting something special to happen, look what we just saw at Kauffman Stadium, hit one a Hall of Fame. So to me, he should be number two or number three on this list. Shohei, for obvious reasons, especially if he's actually pitching in the game as well as hitting, then it's even more impressive. The one I was surprised still is Mike Trout making the list. Like, has he played enough baseball games recently to still be on that list of your favorite player to
Not
watch?
Not anymore. He would have been, depending on the time or the moment, he would have certainly been on that list.
Defense, too. You know, a lot of Francisco Lindor is a hell of a defender on top of it.
I haven't seen a hitter like Aaron Judge do something like this since Barry Bonds in the middle of the steroid era. I mean, since his like 73 home run season or the year after when he hit 370 and hit 50 bombs, whatever, I don't know. So like hitting is more fun. You know how we know that, Gold? I've been watching the Royals play lately. Would you rather the Royals have the same record and have the number one offense? Let's just say it was reversed.
Oh, yeah.
So their pitching staff was 29th. But they were the third best offense in the league, and they had the same center record. Would you rather watch that team than the one you get to watch right now?
I think most fans would say yes, absolutely.
It's more entertaining.
Because it's an entertaining product. Now, it gets you in the same spot.
Doesn't change anything.
No.
You can't pitch. You're probably not going
to
go
just
anywhere.
As invigorating to
I would
watch
actually
at
say,
times.
From a team perspective, I would rather have this team because you are more likely to win from a pitching perspective than you are to just slug yourself out.
Well, and financially, you would rather have the pitching already because it's cheaper to do the other. It's harder to go find ace level pitching in free agency and spend that kind of money as a small market team too. So, but if we're just talking the entertainment aspect, not building my organization, I'd rather them score seven runs than be sweating out 1-0 games constantly, for sure. Someone also just mentioning that it's a player's poll. They're tired of watching balls go over the fence when they play the Yankees. I don't know. I mean, I think if surprise on this list would be Paul Skenes probably should be here too on the top 10.
If you've got Jacob DeGrom, I would think Skenes Jacob DeGrom, like again, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, he probably is one of the most entertaining pitchers on the planet. But right now, Paul Skenes is the most must watch pitcher other than Shohei Ohtani when he's pitching in baseball at the moment. But like Shohei Ohtani does both. Of course he's number one. I mean, yeah. No love for Cal Raleigh, huh? He can't make the list all of a sudden. Nah, what a weird year he's
catcher having. Catcher having a great year.
I know.
Power.
I was making a joke.
Honestly, on the actual poll itself where people commented, the most popular name other than people wondering why Judge was listed fifth for player to watch from players was that Pete Crow Armstrong from the for the Cubs. We were like, how is he not on this list for the record?
Don't you have a card from him?
I have a single card of his. Yeah, nothing like crazy. He's 23 years old. And 271 with 18 homers, 57 RBI so far this year. No, I literally have like exactly one rookie card of his. Nothing fancy.
I'm surprised that Juan Soto's
You're thinking of Matt Shaw. I sold that one to build up so I could buy a CAGS card.
Ooh.
No, I sold
it. Is it a good CAGS card? What'd you get?
It's on its way. Yeah. I sold the Matt Shaw auto that I had because I'm not a Cubs fan. So
it had a logo on it, right?
Yeah, it's very jersey. It's a really cool card. I'm not a Cubs fan. Matt Shaw doesn't do anything. So I sold that and used that to help purchase a autographed CAGS 2024 Bowman card. Bowman 2024 draft.
Ooh.
So, yeah, I'm excited about that one. But anyway.
If you look at the comments of this, some people are disappointed. There's no Jose Ramirez.
Mm-hmm.
There's no Corbin Carroll.
Yeah, Corbin Carroll last year was one of the top.
I'm surprised that Juan Soto's not in there. Juan Soto.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
But Francisco Lindor is. I like Francisco Lindor.
I think as someone pointed out, the defense aspect, too.
They like defense. The players do.
I think that's why Bobby and Ellie are so high on the list.
They're just like freak athletes. Yeah. Run, jump. I told you, it's like there's probably three guys on every NBA starting five of the athleticism of Ellie De La Cruz and Bobby Wood Jr. and these others. But in baseball, it stands out because there are great athletes in baseball, but there are also just some like dudes. They're just some guys who can pitch and hit and just look like Rich Hill, you know, like are just guys who exist and are really good at pitching or really good at hitting, even though they're regular. They appear. I'm not saying they're obviously way better athletes than me or most other people, but like they appear to be somewhat regular people versus Bobby Wood Jr. When you watch him on a baseball field, it stands out. Even if you're a Major League Baseball player, that's all.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.